Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
The firefly breeding season is over here in New Hampshire. In fact, it's been gone for quite a while. But it's still one of my favorite times of year because I find them amazing little creatures. This year, when the mating season rolled around, I could add two more characteristics of these animals that make them so special. Not surprisingly, both these lessons from fireflies have the potential to help humans and to help us quite a bit. One has to do with the brilliance of their light. It turns out that the fireflies have layers of scales that magnify the intensity of their light, which is very energy efficient when you think about it. Scientists with an interest in biology recognized this, and some creative ones started thinking about this in terms of LED lights. LED lights are very bright. LED lights are very energy efficient, but they're small. By the time you get enough of them together to make a bright light, they're very expensive. So what scientists are experimenting with is to recreate this scaling pattern on the inside of the bulb as a way to magnify that light. The other thing about firefly light is that the light itself is caused by a bacteria, a bioluminescent bacteria. The study of these bacteria revealed an interesting, at least to me, phenomenon. When bioluminescent bacteria reproduce, they don't automatically start lighting up. They wait until there are a sufficient number of them to do the job, to be seen, and then via a biochemical signal, they all literally turn on at once. I found that this variation on the theme of bacterial communication, well, enchanting, magical. It reminded me of the way chicks, who may have been conceived on different days, will synchronize their hatching. They'll start to talk to each other. I don't know what they're saying. Maybe they're saying, well, I'm ready to go. What about you? Are you ready or do you need a few more days? Whatever it is, they communicate. And you can actually hear them. If you go into the hen house and you're very quiet, you can hear these little sounds coming from within the egg. And then when they're all ready, they start to hatch. This is important because once they hatch, they're up and moving pretty quickly. A hen would have a heck of a time keeping track of them if they were just hatching out over a period of days or longer. The implications of microorganisms communicating is mind-boggling. So there you have it. Next spring, when the firefly breeding season comes around and you're out there looking again, now you can add these two more facts. Not only are their flashes unique to their particular species of firefly, not only do the females use their flashes to call and lure their male mates, but also their anatomy supports maximization of the brightness of their light, and their physiology supports the biolucent bacteria's ability to communicate with each other and not to let their light shine until there are enough of them to be seen.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.